I'm back in my body. There's no fire. What's that? Mannequins. Mannequins of satyr-like creatures. They're made out of paper mache. No web or spider. Nothing but these mannequins.
Jack, get out of that maze immediately.
Oh, it's little Frida. Where are you?
I'm coming through the Alpha Wave intercom.
Oh. How do I get out of this place?
There's a trap door 3 feet behind you. It's covered with sod, but you'll be able to see the ring. That's it. Just pull. It's heavy, all right. You still have your torch, so you'll be able to see. You're now inside the same underground passage we've used before. It'll take you to the house, and you'll be back inside the walls again. Any door that leads out should take you to the interior of the house. Any further questions?
You don't think there's anyone besides me in this tube, do you?
It's clear. I've checked it out.
Well, how did you check it out?
I mean, I know it's perfectly safe. You'll be all right now.
Well, I hope so. Let's see. There's a turn up ahead here. Ah, home at last. I can see why the Madonna Vampira enjoys living inside these walls. Though it's kind of narrow, there's an attraction to the surreal quality of living in endless hallways. She has it fixed up nicely, too. Ah, there's a door. Well, maybe I'll continue on. I might meet the good Madonna and share a glass of port. That'd settle me just fine. I've never been in this part before. What beautiful paintings. The frames look like that elaborate Rococo stuff. What an odd time that must have been.
You're sure?
Someone's talking. Let's see, there aren't any doors here. I'll go a little further.
And you're certain that he took it all right.
Perfectly. Superbly. Just as the creature fastened its claws about him, he projected himself back to his body. Just like that.
No after effect.
Perfect. Landed square in his body. I've never seen a better return.
Hey, what is this?
So, he was able to solve it himself.
Superbly done. No coaching whatever.
The missing link is strong, Dr. Mazzola.
Incredibly strong.
We will succeed.
Have you ever doubted?
Well, when he first arrived, I took one look at him and realized just how little work he has accomplished.
It was dormant, but now it is awakening.
Jack, have you gotten hung up somewhere?
Huh? Oh, yeah. I guess I passed the first door, and I was looking at the paintings and the frames, and...
Can you hurry, please?
Okay, sure. I'm hurrying as quickly as I can. I don't know what's going on here.
That's for sure.
And another thing, Dr. Mazzola. You must provide some sort of power supply for the Alpha Wave intercom.
Whatever you say, I'll attach some dummy batteries at the main control panel.
Main control panel. I will admit, Dr. Mazzola, you are a very clever alchemist.
I'll drink to that.
Don't forget now. It may be a bit much for him at this stage if he should realize that the intercom has no power source except his own mind.
Jack Flanders has returned from the horrors of the maze through the underground passageway that runs beneath the maze and into the inside walls of the mansion. As we join Jack, he finds a doorway and is about to step out of the walls into the inner rooms of the mansion when he hears the faint sound of a harpsichord. He changes his mind and continues down the narrow passageway inside the walls. He passes an occasional piece of furniture, mirrors with heavy gold leaf Baroque Rococo frames, and paintings of royal dandies and ladies captured and frozen in paint forever, damned to hang there and smile and stare at nothing but the back of an opposite wall. This is the world of the Madonna Vampira, who lives within the walls of Inverness.
Devil or angel, I can't make up my mind. Which one you are, I'd like to wake up and find. Devil or angel, there whichever you are, I miss you, I miss you.
You judge my paintings most unjustly.
Oh, they're all right.
Oh, they're all right. Do you have any taste at all, Mr. Flanders?
Well, Miss Madonna Vampira, I would say I have lots. It's just that, well, this one, for example. I mean, look at her.
You think there never was a person who looked like that?
Not possibly. Well, no one can wear a mask like that without falling over with the weight of the thing.
What if I told you that that painting is of me?
Bull.
It is.
Double bull.
I understand why you say that.
Well, sure, she's about 15 years older than you are, and there's nothing about her that even faintly resembles you. Well, maybe there's some... Hey, you aren't hypnotizing me or anything, right?
Right. No spells.
Well, it's just that the eyes... They aren't as dark as yours, but... Oh, yeah, how did I miss that? Wow. Sure, there's a resemblance. Hey, was she some royal relative from way back?
No, that was me.
Was you?
You aren't afraid to die, are you, Mr. Flanders?
I don't know. Being around this place has kept me so busy avoiding being killed that I haven't had much time to think about it.
Dying is such a natural thing. It's as natural as being born. As natural as going to the toilet.
Well, you can't get much more natural than that.
Naturally.
Most of all, I want your one embrace.
Over here is another painting of me.
When was that done?
1740.
Oh. Was that a good year?
Not really. And here's one of my favorites.
When was that one done?
1831.
How did you grow such a big beard?
I was a sea captain.
Ah, yeah. Well, that was the right thing to do.
And over here I was, as you said, a dandy. I recited poetry and led a most charming, rich life.
What's that vintage?
16-something. I've never gotten the date of the portrait exact.
Well, looks like you've been around for a long time.
So have you.
Well, not quite that long.
Longer.
No, it's odd, but you don't look that old.
I keep being reborn.
Oh, I see. In other words, you believe in all that hocus-pocus.
Don't you? I mean, deep down, don't you?
Oh, what a night.
Deep down, no. Hey, this one's familiar.
It's Lord Jowls.
You weren't him, too, were you?
Lady Jowls gave me the painting.
Did you know him?
Lord Jowls was the last of the Renaissance men. He could paint, recite poetry, compose music. He was an adventurer, a very complete man.
Where did he make his mistake? Well, he disappeared.
He chose to disappear.
Forever and ever?
You seem to know more about this than... I'm surprised.
He was supposed to return.
My, my, my. For such a dull, conservative person, you do have flashes of brightness.
Where did Lord Jowls go, and why didn't he return?
No one knows why he didn't return. Maybe he liked it there.
Jack?
Yes, little Frida?
After dinner, we are going to present a play.
Oh, okay. Is it time for dinner?
Just about. You can find your way out of there, all right?
Yep.
Okie dokie. Bye.
That anemic little midget.
I wonder what the play's about.
Oh, you'll love it, I'm certain. Little Frida set it up especially for you. It's her first play.
How did you come to know all this?
You forget. I live in the walls. I hear everything.
Oh, that's true. What's the play about?
It's about you.
Me? Well, how's that?
I can't reveal the exciting ending, but the beginning is entitled The Great and Vainglorious Past Lives of Jack Flanders, Here and Now.
Past lives? Mine? Me? Bull.
Stick around. You'll see.
Where do you come from? Tell me who you are. Do you come from another world, or from some distant star?